Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, August 12th, 2015. And with me today again, because I just love these guys, Kelly Gumont, how are you?
How are you?
Wow. The intro was going so perfect all the way till then.
Clearly the man who needs no introduction.
Yeah. So all right, Kelly. So I hear your voice. I'm assuming you're okay. Bob, Levitas, how are you?
Well, I'm fine now that I heard Kelly's voice. I was in a panic when she didn't answer at first. I thought, uh-oh. After all that testing.
I think there may be a little latency on my end.
Oh, all right. Well, then we will use that to our advantage to make it sound like you've had some sort of mental issue. You've had a stroke.
Or perhaps
you've been drinking.
Perhaps acting lessons from William Shatner.
Yes. Oh, that's it. Okay. So the pauses that you will provide us today are actually
Shatnerian in nature.
Shatnerian. Dramatic.
Shatnerian. I like it.
It's the Antissa. Patient. Yeah. Hey, we have a sponsor this week, and that sponsor is Casper, the mattress company, which is totally awesome. I'll be talking about them soon. But before that, I think that we need to dive back in just a little bit into the whole backup world. We talked about backing up our data some last week because, Bob, you wrote a really great piece about that. You also gave us some foreshadowing, saying another piece was coming, and it did. It went live on Mac Observer today, and so I thought that this would be a perfect time for you to enlighten us some more.
Well, it actually went up 6 minutes ago, so this is very timely.
Very.
It's called, I love my title, Trustworthy Mac Tools for Defense Against the Dark Arts. AKA data loss. So this week, rather than telling you why you need to back up, I went through basically how I do it with it being backing up several terabytes of data. So, you know, I said last week, I start with Time Machine. It's the first line of defense. It's great for quick and dirty backups and getting something back quickly that you need. It's some people like it because it's probably the easiest way to get back a file that you had last week or the week before and accidentally or purposely deleted. And it's got a nice interface and it's free. And I explained how if you've got more than one disk and you don't want to get involved in the third-party software world, which I recommend, you can now, at least as of, I guess, Mavericks, you can connect a second disk and your Mac will say, hey, you want to use this instead of your Time Machine disk? Or you want to rotate Time Machine disks?
And which is awesome.
And if you say rotate, it'll do a round robin. And you can have three, four disks. Some of the disks can be time capsules if you want. It makes a real easy way to have redundant backups. And then after it goes through the cycle a couple times with the new disk, you can take that disk and stash it off-site, and that solves your not having all your eggs in one location issue. So if you don't want to do anything else, yeah, I think it's possible to create a fairly safe backup strategy with Time Machine alone. It gets a little more complicated when you have external hard disks that need backing up, or if you have a network-attached storage device or something like that. And I've always found that for backing up anything but a whole disk, there are better tools than Time Machine. So over the years, I've used probably 10 different, 15 different backup programs, and it kind of, you know, what's the state of the art today? A few years ago, it was Retrospect. And while Retrospect's still available and it's still not bad, it's pricey and there are better options that cost less, including CrashPlan, which I didn't realize they had dropped the price to nothing for local backups. So you can get CrashPlan, which is a pretty good backup system, and you can use two of its three or four functions for free. So you can do backups to a local hard disk. You can back up to a friend's disk, free. And if you want to back up to their cloud, it's $5 a month for unlimited backups, unlimited storage. I have almost a terabyte up there, and you know they don't complain at all. So that's what I use to back up a lot of my data that doesn't exist on my boot disk. You know, my music, my movies, videos, movies I'm making, stuff that's in production, things like that. CrashPlan works for that. And so, you know, $60 a year is a pretty small price to pay for unlimited cloud storage, right?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Y'all still with me? All right, then.
Unlimited, yeah.
Yeah, I have a few folders that are full of stuff. They don't change that often, but they're full of stuff that's valuable. I have an archival photo disk that's got almost a terabyte of old photos. And so I back up stuff like that because it's on other disks with Carbon Copy Cloner, which will duplicate any folder to another disk. And then I take all of those disks once a month or so and swap them with the set of disks that are out in my safe deposit box. So I feel pretty good. I've got CrashPlan, two Time Machine disks, and Carbon Copy Cloner. I've got sets of backups here at my office and one that's about maybe 3 weeks old at the bank. Then I also do a clone every night. Why? Well, if something happens today to my Mac or my hard disk, I can grab that clone and work at any Mac on Earth, and then go back and fix whatever went wrong tonight when I have more time, rather than spending the rest of the day trying to restore my only, you know, backup to my only Mac. So, you know, if you can't afford to have a bunch of Macs, you can go to a friend's house and boot off your disk on their iMac in the den, whatever it is. It enables me to, you know, feel like if something really awful happens to my hard disk or Mac, it won't ruin today. I'll be able to go somewhere and in 20 or 30 minutes be back to work. Yeah, I'll still have a broken Mac, but at least, you know, I'll meet my deadline and get what needs to be done before I have to deal with it. So a clone is kind of a, I'm not sure everybody needs a clone of their boot disk, but people who work on things that are time sensitive really do, because otherwise you're going to spend the next, you know, when something bad happens, you can pretty much scratch the rest of the day and into the night, either fixing it or buying a new one or restoring it or whatever. With a clone, you know, as soon as you find another Mac to plug into, which around my house isn't a big deal. There's a few Macs here between my wife and I and two kids. I could find something to use. So, and at worst, I'd go to the Apple store and boot off on one of their demos that's sitting against the wall. Probably be able to finish a whole column before anyone noticed me.
Oh, sure. And even if they did notice...
They probably let me keep going.
They, yeah. They might let you, yeah. Going.
Yeah, absolutely.
They used to let me come
in. The nice thing about it.
Go ahead. No, you go.
I want to hear about you going to the Apple store and using a demo machine to get things done.
It's even better than that. I used to go to the Apple store and jump up on the Genius Bar and play my guitar.
Oh, good.
They used to invite me to do demos of GarageBand. And part of my shtick for GarageBand was when I did the guitar solo, I would stand on the Genius Bar and play the guitar solo.
That is amazing.
I think I might be the only person in history that's been allowed to come into an Apple store, climb up on the Genius Bar, and dance and play guitar.
Put that on your resume.
And I wish I had pictures.
That was going to be my next question.
Someone has a picture somewhere.
I'm sure.
In fact, the hunt is now on.
The geniuses were always taking pictures.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if someone has a picture of Bob playing guitar on a Genius Bar, we would love to see it.
Submit that. Yes.
Yes, please.
So anyway, that's my backup strategy, and those are the tools I use. If you read the article on Mac Observer, you'll see the screenshots. CrashPlan's kind of ugly, but you can't beat the price, and it is really reliable. And it's got a feature that I love. It'll send me a text, or I guess it'll send me an email if it fails to complete any of the tasks I've assigned it. ever, anytime. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I see those maybe once a year something happens. Like their cloud goes offline for a while and I get an email. But, you know, it knows if it couldn't do something it's supposed to do, and it tells me as soon as it happens. So does Carbon Copy Cloner. And I love that because that means I don't have to, like, check it to see if it ran. It ran unless I got an email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, that's being proactive, you know. It's I used to come in and check all my backups in the morning to make sure they ran last night, because mm-hmm. they were all automated, but they didn't report back. This is great. And they also put an alert on the screen if you want, so you can, when you walk in, see.
That's super handy. Owner
puts a little notification up. So when I walk in the morning, not only do I not get an email, I do get a notification that it completed whatever task, you know, I assigned it last night.
Now, you remember last week I asked our listeners, what are your backup routines?
Yeah.
And I got several responses. A lot of people said that they're using Time Machine and then another app.
Yeah.
Another backup app.
Right.
And then I had a couple people that said Time Machine and that they're also using rsync to do remote backups.
Nice.
Which I thought was pretty cool. There's one
command line for the win.
Yeah. There is one that response that really stood out though, and this is from our one of our listeners, Terry, and he has a pretty in-depth backup routine, which is totally in line with the craziness that we're all doing. So he has two 128 gig USB 3 sticks for his current documents. Mm-hmm. And those are in addition to the copies of his current documents that are in his user directory.
Okay.
He has a Time Machine at home mm-hmm. for backup. Or excuse me, second generation Time Capsule for backup. Then he has a Synology NAS that he's running current backups onto as well. And then Carbon Copy Cloner that does two clones that he swaps between his offices. Mm-hmm. Crash Plan doing the constant backup, so another offsite backup. Then he also has a 2 terabyte transporter that he keeps additional backups of all his working documents and stuff from photos as well. And this extensive backup routine stemmed from losing a dissertation once.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, there's only two kinds of users. Those who have lost data and those who are gonna, because for normal people, one catastrophe is all it takes to get the religion. I hope to convince people that if they take the precautions before, they never have to have the catastrophe.
Exactly.
But you know, it just year in and year out, I write this column once a year. You know, this is it's on my list of things that are evergreen and must be mentioned annually.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I tried to write it in different words. This time I tried to use scary pictures that, you know, with threats.
Well,
you're
going to
lose
you.
All your data. It was a picture of me, but it was pretty scary. What was I saying? You're going to lose everything on your hard, or you're going to lose all your data.
Yeah.
So, trust me, I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
So Bob has given you one set of options. I have a similar setup. But I use Backblaze as my backer-upper online. Same $5 a month. And I really like I like their setup. I've talked to them at Macworlds and different things. And they're always super nice. I've emailed them about questions and stuff just as a user. Not as, you know, not trying to pull the, like, I write for Mac Observer card or anything. And they're always super friendly. And they're really helpful. And they're very prompt. And I really like their setup because they have it shows up and it just gets out of the way. It does Mac and Windows, which for some people is important. We don't judge on the podcast while we're recording. And they also have some interesting stuff. One of the things that I like about them is that they have a section of their website about their hard drives. They have all these online hard drives, you know, because they're a cloud backup, so their data center is just bananas. Mm-hmm. So, like, so, like tens of thousands of hard drives we're talking about here. So they do these reports on what reliability looks like. So if you're ever shopping for a hard drive, go hit Backblaze's website and they will tell you of the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of hard drives that they have by brand, what the failure rate is on these things. And it's crazy to look at the scale that they have. But it's great. They're super nice. And they were the first ones that sort of talked to me about online backup in the first place, which is why I started with them. And an option for another, I want an exact copy of my hard disk option is Super Duper, which yes, does the same thing as Carbon Copy Cloner. And it will do, it's the same sort of setup where you plug in a hard drive and you say, I want this hard drive copied to that hard drive. And then you wait a while and then it's done. So there are other things out there and that do these sorts of things that may work for you because they have one small feature that the other thing doesn't have. So, you know, it's a very Coke and Pepsi sort of thing. Like either way, at the end, you have a soda. You know, and it's really just a matter of preference how you get there. The important thing is that you get there, like and Bob was saying. And as a person who has answered phones for a company that makes that made external hard drives, they still do. I worked for LaCie for a while. They made external hard drives, and when people would call and say, "Well, my drive doesn't work," and I would go, "Okay, well, you know, I can RMA that for you. You can send it in to us and we'll send you a new one. But what about all my data?" Well, you'll just have to restore the backup to the new hard drive. What backup?
Yep.
And it was hands down the hardest job I ever had because it is really hard to explain to people that if they weren't backing up, they are well and truly effed because that's kind of where we were. So, you know, you ever hear about that creek and being up it without a paddle? Because that's kind of where you are. And it's really hard to explain that to people who don't understand. Now, granted, I worked there long enough ago. There was no such thing as Time Machine and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, but it has gotten progressively easier to back up. And so, like, the excuse about I have lost, and, you know, here's the thing that I always tell people, particularly about backing up your phone, which is a whole other can of worms, but we should definitely discuss at some point, is, all those pictures that you took of your kids or your grandkids or, you know, whatever it is that is precious to you, and you have all of those moments preserved on your phone, and your phone is struck by lightning or falls in the river or ups and quits one day for reasons unbeknownst to you. When you take it in and they hand you a new phone, where are those pictures?
In iCloud.
Maybe.
One can hope.
Not everybody has that turned on. Not everybody is backing up. If you have iCloud backup turned off because it was too expensive, you need to make sure that you're backing up to that you're plugging it into iTunes occasionally. And yes, I know I am the hugest opponent of iTunes and woodchipper because I can't say iTunes without saying woodchipper really close to it in the same sentence. This is a thing that needs to happen. Like, you need to be at least scooping those pictures off to your computer occasionally, and have your computer reliably backing up so that stuff is somewhere. Because otherwise, if all that stuff is...
You don't need iTunes to do that.
Well, that's true.
You can do that with image capture and photos, so you don't need iTunes for that.
And I did a... Right. I actually wrote a piece on Mac Observer about ways you could back up your phone without iTunes.
And by the way, you didn't say this, but Super Duper is free. If all you want to do is use it to make a clone of a disk,
right?
It'll do its most basic function for free. And then buying the fully equipped one, which, you know, has automation and scripts and all kinds of good stuff, is, I think, $30. And Carbon Copy Cloner is only a few bucks more. And the thing that Carbon Copy Cloner does that Super Duper doesn't, two things. One, it'll do just a folder, whereas Super Duper wants to be whole disk. Mm-hmm. But more important than that, it'll rebuild the recovery partition on any disk that doesn't have one.
Oh, that's true.
And that is a big thing for me because I've got so many disks and I do want most of them to have a recovery partition just in case.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to be able to just say, hey, put a recovery partition on that disk that doesn't have one rather than having to erase and reinstall, which is the old way.
Right.
That's very cool.
So that's definitely good. And there's a 30-day trial of carbon copy cloner.
Right.
Awesome. Hey, there was another cloud backup service that we didn't mention, which we should, because it's one that I'm using along with everything else, and that's Dolly Drive. And a lot of people don't know about it.
Dolly Drive.
I mean, if you remember them from years ago, you'd
be like, I do love them.
I don't get this, but they totally changed how their whole system works. Mm-hmm. And I've been using it flawlessly for, I don't know, 2-3 years now, something like that, maybe longer. And it's been working great. And I love that it was easy to set it up so that I can have multiple Macs backing up to their own discrete area on Dolly Drive. Mm-hmm. And then I can set up another part that works sort of like Dropbox. And I just really liked the flexibility that I was getting there, or that I am getting there. So I wanted to toss that out. And
those guys are awesome too. There are more people that we've met that I have a soft spot for, because they're super awesome. They really know their stuff and they're really friendly. So yay. I love Dolly Drive.
So do I. Hey, did I mention earlier in the show we have a sponsor? Oh yeah, I did. But I didn't talk about them yet. That sponsor,
I might have napped through it because I need a good mattress.
Do you now? Thanks.
I do. I had such a rough night last night. Like I may have actually nodded off a little bit there when you were saying that we had a sponsor. So tell us about your sponsor.
That sponsor would be Casper, the mattress company. And I love their mattresses. I'm saying this as a user because I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for, what, about a year now, I think. And I absolutely love my mattress. What they did was they figured out how to put the right types of foam together to make a foam mattress that doesn't turn into like this cocoon thing and just suck you in and you're stuck in an uncomfortable position all night. And it doesn't get too hot, so you don't overheat in your bed. It's the right amount of support. It's a right amount of bounce and spring. And it's just a wonderful, incredibly comfortable mattress. And I also love that the pricing is so much better than you can get other places. Trying to get a mattress like this at a retail store or, you know, a mattress store is going to cost you over $1,000 easy.
Not to mention the trip to the mattress store.
Right. And when you go to the mattress store, you spend a few minutes laying on the bed and have to decide if you like it. Whereas with something like this, you have an extended period of time where you can try it out because you try it in your own home. For me, I went with the queen size mattress because that's the right size for me. And that's an $850 mattress from Casper. Other places, it's going to cost you $1,000 easy, maybe more. And you don't have to spend that kind of money. You can get your mattress, pay a really good price for it. It's a great, great feeling mattress, and it gets delivered to your door, no shipping charges. Absolutely love that. So if you go to the Casper website, that's casper.com/TDO, and that /TDO part's important because when you go there, you're going to get $50 off whatever mattress you want to buy. And they have several different sizes, so whatever bed frame you want to toss this on, you'll be good to go. And in my case, that means if you're getting the same mattress I have, that'll cost you $800. No shipping charges, just flat $800. This is awesome. They have their own warehouse, so they don't have to pay all this extra overhead for retail space and extra inventory. They keep the cost down and they pass it on to us, and it's a wonderful thing. And they're giving you guys a discount. I love that. So Casper, thank you for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website, casper.com/TDO. Get yourself $50 off a mattress. You should buy one soon, like today, because you deserve to sleep better than you do. Now, we talked so much about backups, and there was so much good information that I just couldn't bring myself to stop us. So we've run out of time.
No, that's okay.
Again,
yeah. But hey, it was a really nice discussion about backups. And people, it is really important to make sure that you have your data backed up, because if you don't,
you're
it's not
lose
a matter
it.
Of if, it's a matter of when you're going to lose something really important. And mm-hmm. I know people that have lost photos that are simply irreplaceable. And in some cases, it's just flat out heartbreaking what they have lost. Don't let that happen to you. Make sure you have a good backup. And thank you for the feedback on the backups that you guys are doing, because I learned some really cool setups from the feedback you gave us, and I loved seeing people using rsync and then getting to see these really detailed backup routines that you guys have. That was really awesome. So thank you for doing that. And if you have time, you know, like after you've taken a nap on your Casper mattress, go over to the iTunes store and rate the show for me, please, because I love your feedback. And when you rate the show, you're making it easier for other people to find us and join in. So please go do that. Bob, Kelly, thank you for being here today. It's always great to have you on the show. And Casper, thank you for being our sponsor today. Casper.com/TDO. Get yourself $50 off a mattress. Listeners, thank you for being here yet again and for your awesome feedback. We'll see everyone tomorrow.